Wednesday, December the 7th. Plenty more coming in the hour, but let's get straight into the first conversation because we're a little behind the clock after that extended interview with the Health Secretary. And we go to matters of faith and possibly an unholy row that is brewing. The Archbishop of Canterbury being criticised by other clerics for moralising over migrants. Now, there will be a debate on this in the House of Lords on Friday, led by the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Right Reverend Justin Welby. But already, theologians, priests, former bishops are lining up to say that he's wrong in what he said about the government's stance regarding certain aspects of the policy. Now, this comes from his Easter sermon. Yes, we go back, just Christmas around the corner, let's go back to Easter. Obviously, at Canterbury Cathedral, this was in April, when he criticised the government's Rwanda policy, rather controversially.
Subcontracting out our responsibilities, even to a country that seeks to do well, like Rwanda, is the opposite of the nature of God, who himself took responsibility for our failures.
Anglican priest and Oxford professor Nigel Bigger says if immigration is to be controlled, the law needs to be upheld. Dr. Michael Nazir Ali, former Bishop of Rochester, who subsequently left the Anglican Church and has joined the Roman Catholic faith, says the case for sending illegally arriving migrants aboard was strong. He went on, if people smugglers can simply nullify carefully thought through and debated legislation and policy by landing people in small craft on the beaches in Kent, this cannot indefinitely be acceptable in a democratic and law-respecting nation. An interesting debate obviously lies ahead on Friday, but to characterise it rather crudely, who's right, the Archbishop of Canterbury or the other senior men, and I'm sure there are women as well, of the church who are lining up to tell him he's wrong? Dr. Gavin Ashenden is a former Anglican bishop and served as chaplain to the Queen and a Catholic theologian, so is well-versed in many of these matters and regularly helps us with faith affairs. Good to have you on, Doctor. The criticism of the Archbishop of Canterbury, albeit very levelled and considered criticism, how fair is it? Can you hear me?
Hello, Nick. Well, thank you for having me on. I think it's completely fair. The distinction is between legal and illegal immigration. I think what the Archbishop of Canterbury is saying is it's important to be nice, and it is always important to be nice, but sometimes other factors supersede that. And the Rwanda policy is attempting to make a distinction between following the law and not following the law. And if you don't follow the law, then you have no control. If you have no control, then you're not looking after the people that you have a primary responsibility to, who are the people in this country. So the Rwanda policy, pleasant or unpleasant as it was an attempt to try and find some coherent way of managing immigration. That's not anti-God, that's not anti-loving your neighbour, that's actually quite sensible. The proof of the pudding is, do it work? We haven't tried it yet. If we tried it, we might be able to have a clearer analysis of its moral virtues or not.
I suppose the counter-argument, and were the Archbishop of Canterbury here, he'd phrase it far more elegantly than I, but if someone has spent a number of months fleeing persecution in a country such as Syria because of his faith or his sexuality, he finally makes it to what he thinks is a relatively safe haven of the Kentish shores at Dover, and he's put on a plane to Rwanda. How Christian is that, one might ask?
Well, with respect, you haven't described the situation properly.
Go ahead.
If he's made...
I
don't mean to be rude, but what you left out was he's finally made it to a very safe and pleasant haven of France. France is a fantastic place for asylum seekers to end up. The only reason they go across the channel one step further is because of the... Well, there are several reasons, but you know, family, language and benefits. But in terms of asylum seeking, they're perfectly safe and really well off in France, Germany, Belgium, Holland, what you describe doesn't actually factually fit the facts.
So we don't necessarily need to be welcoming to these people, Doctor?
Well, by putting the word welcoming, you're obscuring the argument. The argument is, how do we organise our responsibilities to the people who live here, the people who want to live here? And it has to be that you have rules. Now, if we don't like the rules or we think they're ungodly or unchristian, by all means change the rules, but you've got to have some. And the ones we have at the moment are a reasonable place to start, but you have to impose them. The Rwanda policy was just an attempt to sustain the rules we've chosen. There's nothing immoral about that.
So just to clarify lastly then, Doctor, it is almost beholden upon local authorities, central government here, to look after our own people, to ensure that they have provision, so to treat these people well and to treat them kindly, but to move them to another place such as Rwanda.
Well, once again, you've joined the dots in a direction I don't think they should go. You're absolutely right. It's the responsibility of local politicians to care for the people who live here. They're their primary responsibility. But they're having the most dreadful trouble because they don't have enough resources. So although we're a relatively prosperous society in some ways, there still isn't enough resources to go around for the elderly, the sick, and the infirm. You have to draw lines, and then when you've drawn the lines, you have to impose them. That's the rule of law. If you don't have the rule of law, you have the rule of anarchy, and that's much worse. So we have to impose the rule of law, and we're trying to find the best way of doing it. So far, no one's come up with a better way or a way that works. All we have at the moment is something that doesn't work.
And am I being a good Samaritan by delivering this man from Syria to Stansted Airport and watching waving him off to Rwanda?
So the way you're entitled to be a good Samaritan, if you read the Bible and follow the words,
well, obviously not as well as you, sir, of course I have.
No, all of us have to try and be good Samaritans. But the story of the good Samaritan is a personal one, not a political one. I don't want to sound like Margaret Thatcher, but it's to do with the person. It's to do with the person that you meet in the street, the person who has a direct claim on your responsibilities personally. It's not a political story. You simply can't run a society on the parable of the good Samaritan. What you have to do is challenge people's private morality with that story.
Fascinating conversation. I wish we had more time, but very grateful for your input. Thank you, Dr. Gavin Ashington's former Anglican bishop, served as chaplain to the Queen and a Catholic theologian. Listening to that is Daniel Sohedge.